And there's a lot of translations of the word bodhicitta. One of them is awakened heart. Another is enlightened mind. But it's basically pointing at completely relaxed, unlimited, and at the same time extremely kind heart and mind. And if you were to ask the Buddhist on the street, say, sir, ma'am, what is bodhicitta? I think the first thing that people think of who have heard about this at all before would say that it's the wish for all of us to be happy and to find out what is the cause of happiness, so that it's not just like a, may we have a nice dinner tonight, but really a kind of indestructible happiness that stays with you through the ups and downs, the vicissitudes of life. So I think most people would say it's this heartfelt wish that we all be happy and free of suffering, that we grow in understanding about the cause of suffering and the cause of happiness, that we sort of get smart on this subject. So it's that strong wish. And others might say, well, it's the strong wish that we recognize the true nature of our mind, that we actually recognize this limitless quality of our being so that we can help people in a really profound way. Someone said to me recently, they were working with a therapist who had done a lot of Buddhist meditation, and they said what really struck them about him was that he didn't seem to have a lot of vested interest in his own identity, that they always felt a lot of space, that he wasn't always putting himself out, that there just seemed to be a lot of space there. And they said, because of that, I'm able to let go of my own fixed ideas about myself and connect with something much more open and fresh and healing. And in a sense, that's the aspiration. You know, when we're suffering a lot, here we are, all of us have suffered, and many of us might be suffering a lot right now, or at least come from a situation, a sort of ongoing, painful situation that you experience. And it's quite natural when one experiences physical and mental suffering that you start looking for answers of how to stop hurting, right? So there's this little shift, which is that you realize that one of the most important ingredients in stopping hurting is to begin to look out and start to learn how to love and how to share that love. Really begin to realize how completely interconnected we all are, and that it's by that interconnection, that connection with other people, is what really will heal our pain. And so there begins to be this shift of beginning to experiment with finding out whether that's true, beginning to think about others and develop this sense of love for all beings, oneself and others, and see whether it's true that, as they say, stretching the heart and stretching the mind, beginning to reach out, beginning to experiment, is it true that actually that's much more healing than just to continue to sort of trying to get to the root of your problem and kind of going around and around just with self? So the shift that occurs is that you begin to wish that you could stop hurting so that you could help other people. And you realize that to the degree that you are afraid, and mostly to the degree that we are uptight, to that degree we can't even see other people's faces or hear their words because everything is so inward. We know that experience. As somebody said, it's so ironic that so